Feed me. The Ryback Show starts now. Welcome to the Ryback Show Wednesday live. I am the big guy Ryback coming at you. Thank you guys very much for listening. As always, this show is brought to you by this podcast, this show brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, premium supplements sweetened with a stevia and monk fruit. No artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors. Vegan friendly for men and women, available on feedmemore.com. We are also on the Walmart marketplace, on Amazon, and we've got a company we're working with. We're really going to be the Shell Shock, and the Shell Shock's all done on Amazon. That product page looks really, really top notch. The creatine, 10 count creatine, is done, but we're waiting. It should be completely finished by the end of the weekend. Then the brain feed will be getting going on there to get that completely going, to really start taking off on the brain supplement side of things. And then we'll get the test booster on there. We're going to have everything with, and everything is on Amazon, but done with the company we're working with. That's really, really, really good. I wish I had them from day one. They're top notch. So a lot of cool things happening on all that. But as always, all the big discounts, all the great ways to save. Feedmemore.com if you want to show your love and support. Started with 3, now we're up to 13. Got this thing going. We got the water bottles coming as well. This is my bioaccelerator, the stem cell company that's gotten me better, got me my health back. I got Feed Me More Nutrition Hungry, double barreled aluminum bamboo top water bottles. Say that 5 times. We've got the gym bags coming. We've got lifting straps, workout gloves, half-gallon jugs. We've got everything. Socks, bumper stickers, guys. We've got everything. Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com, as well as the best supplements on the planet. We've got a new Rybacker in the house, Rock Pit Knowledge. Welcome aboard. Thank you very much. As always, super chats are brought up on the screen and answered. Otherwise, questions are answered as they are seen here on Ryback TV, or just Ryback TV or Twitch, Ryback Rules. And also, what else is there? We're on Periscope as well, at Ryback. Good news with everybody that follows me on social media. Sophie, as you know, ruptured a disc in her neck yesterday in the morning. Had to take her down to the specialty center, which is why I couldn't record yesterday. Yesterday was a hectic day. And then she couldn't have the MRI and get set for surgery yet because she had eaten a big meal. And with Frenchies, you can't put them under, too high risk. So took her home. She was on pain medicine, struggling yesterday. She was in a lot of pain. And got up early, took her in this morning. They did the MRI. Great news, though. The rupture was not as severe as some of the other ruptures. And it went off to the side in her neck. And it did not bruise her spinal cord. Her spinal cord with that, which is, they have to operate on that. But it's pushing into a nerve, which is very common because it went out to the side. They can't do anything with that with surgery. It's just, they can't fix it. What happens is it essentially just goes away and disperses, and everything's fine. They said about 6 weeks on pain medicines and taking it easy, which she takes it easy anyways. So I anticipate with the way that she handles everything, she'll bounce back fairly quickly with all of that. But thank you for all the kind comments and wishes with her. And she's in there sleeping next to little guy right now, resting. I got her in there today, went and got a huge workout in across town at an LVAC I don't normally go to. Nice LVAC, though. And then did a feeding time video with a couple breakfast burritos at Poncho's after my post-workout, while I was waiting for to get the call to go pick up Sophie, and then grab my coffee and got the little baby home, and have been going ever since. So, and I got a lot more to get done because I couldn't do my early morning work today. So we have a little bit to do tonight, which is okay. Never a problem with any of that. Good to see all of you. What do we got going on? We got Dynamite tonight. Looking forward to watching a little pro wrestling tonight. It's a pretty big show for them, it appears. So we'll always fun. Wednesday's the new Monday, as I like to say. And I mean that as far as like excitement-wise. Monday used to always be, when I was growing up, the fun night to watch pro wrestling, especially when WCW and WWE were going head-to-head. It was really, really, Monday was like, what's going to happen on Monday? That has not been the case for a long time. And I feel like now with AEW and the way things are going, I feel like it's more like what's going to happen on Wednesday? Somebody else going to show up? What are they going to do? And that is a good thing. I don't care what anyone thinks is as far as anything else. It's good to have that excitement in pro wrestling again. And I think it's going to be for the betterment of all of pro wrestling and for fans alike and whatnot. And enjoy the rise of another company, as we've talked about, because we had a long stretch without one. And the wrestlers suffered, the fans suffered, and now karma's kind of working itself out, and a lot of good is happening. So I'm excited to see that for everybody involved. Yeah, I always liked Crush also. I liked Crush in WWE when he was in WWF. When I was a kid, Adam Bomb, Crush, those guys came along when I was up there. They were always there were so many guys. I loved the colors that those guys wore. I was obviously Macho Man, Hogan, growing up, Warrior, a little bit. I didn't hate him, just wasn't as much as the other guys for whatever reason. Skip Sheffield for local mayor. I'm Skip Sheffield. I'm going to make Vegas great again. Yep, yep, yep. What it do? Shoot. I didn't know she was a hooker. Skippy makes a lot of mistakes. Just a dumb, fun-loving guy. Not in malicious intent. It's just, you know, he's a human being. Hell of a question, Ryback. What's your favorite grocery store? I'm going to go with what is, it's Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods. Those kinds of stores are the ones I'm prone to do my shopping at. And I say do my shopping, I mean Instacart. I don't go to the grocery stores. I've gone before. Don't get me wrong. I don't go to Smith's anymore. I'll order groceries from there every once in a while. I don't go into the grocery stores as much as possible. Seeing what questions we got here. Do I remember the first person to beat me in WWE? It would have to be a Skip Sheffield. Wade Barrett had a singles match with me and beat me. That might have been the first pinfall that I took. I got that back though later as Ryback. That was a good victory personally for me, beating Wade Barrett as Ryback. That was towards the end for both of us. Probably within the last year, if I'm not mistaken. But he got me with the Wasteland. That talk about a move that kind of was rough. That Wasteland move, that's a rough move to take. And it wasn't like, you know, not like, not rough and like, oh, it just, it's a weird bump because it's not normal. It's a violent bump, which is why I think he actually stopped it, because for a lot of people, it could be too much. Not the big guy. I beat myself up, but Barrett though, it was a hell of a finisher. I was always a big fan of it. What's easiest to get rid of a little bit of body fat is decreasing calories, increasing cardio, hard, high intensity interval training. I'm gonna tell you to get the Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner. It works amazingly well. And if you don't want to get that, I'll still give you other tips. I would get Moringa organic Moringa capsules, Moringa, on Amazon. I would also matcha green tea. Having one or two servings, tea bags of matcha green tea can elevate your metabolism as well, which is that's included in our Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner at a very, very good dosage. So I would do a combination of diet, exercise, and including those ingredients if you can. And you'll be very happy if you do the work, I promise. Thank you very much for watching Feeding Time. Greatly appreciated. Ireland, what's going on? Good to see you. Thank you. I'm 10% Irish. 10% Irish. 70% English. 10% Irish. 7% Italian. It's a me. All right, Bach. 7% West European. I don't know what that falls under. Can anybody on here tell me what the West European, what could that be? The Ancestry DNA report many years ago just said I was 7% West European. And again, these things are all, nothing's probably exactly precise. And then I was 2% Jew, got 2% Jewish in me, which gives me all full allowance of Jewish jokes, which I'm really cool. I'm happy about that. And then a little bit of an Indian as well, Native American Indian. So also that covers me, you know, on that end of things. West European could be, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if I got some Viking in me. I mean, I'm all over the place. The family tree is all over the place. So I'm sure somebody with a little Ryback in them shot up and screwed a Viking at some point, or a Viking woman. I don't know which side of things that falls on. Do jerks ever try to see how tough... Wait, what is that question? Do jerks ever try to see how tough they are to you? No, I have good experiences with people. I don't ever have anybody... I'm a pretty easygoing person, though, but I do believe I've got a great energy that when I get angry, it is felt. And I speak from experience when I say that. That's all I'll say. That's why I think I'm so content, like being happy and like I'm okay being silly, because I know that when the switch is made, and it's not a gimmick, it's not like it's real. And I have enough experience to know that. So I try to control the switch as much as possible, if that makes sense. Because if you don't, you can get in a lot of trouble, especially in this day and age. Hey, Ryback, have you heard about rumors that WWE is looking to have NXT to be an edgier product, a new Attitude Era potentially? No, I've not heard that. I don't read dirt sheets or anything, guys. I just live my life and I'm happy. So I've not seen anything on that. I did see a little bit of the show last night, and I don't know. I'm not a fan of watching. It's my least favorite wrestling show out of all of them. And nothing for the talent. It's just it comes off as it's not a big time show, and it's not. It's being run in a little arena, and that wasn't even full. Like, so nothing against it. It's just not, you can't, it's developmental. That's what we did in developmental. And it's great. And when you're down there, that's amazing to have an audience. And it's nice. It's just, you can't compare that to Raw, SmackDown, or AEW. You cannot compare running big arena shows with thousands of people to a little show like that. It just makes it really tough to really, it limits you to how big of a show you could run. You take away the cool part of wrestling, which is the fan interaction at a massive level. You don't get that when you have little crowds. You can't. It's not the same. Super chat. Any memories of wrestling in Minnesota? Thank you very much, Nick O. Mm-hmm. I do, actually. Me and Curtis Axel, Rybacksel, wrestled Cody and Goldust on the pre-show. We did like a stretch of pre-shows with them, with multiple like tag stuff. And like, which is a good thing. We were on. I was on my whole time there. I was pretty much there. There were very few pay-per-views. I don't think I wasn't on, which is a good thing. I was always on in some way, shape, or form. But I remember me and him tagged against Cody and Goldust. His grandfather, Larry, the Axe, walked us down to the ring, and they had Axeman Joe take the pinfall with his grandfather out there. We laughed about that. He goes, "Oh man, they won't even have you take it with my own grandfather here." I go, "Of course not. It's your hometown." I go, "You're gonna try to change that?" But then when we were in my hometown in Vegas, they had Axel take the pinfall. It's so silly. We laugh. I love the guy. It was supposed to be on me though. But I went and got MRIs. That's when I had the two torn groins, and I'd wrestled for like 7 months. And I go, "Yeah, I'm done after this." I bench more than Cena. I always have. He's strong though. Cena's strong, no doubt. Yes, I worked at Smoky Bones when I was younger. Hell of a server. I worked many, many hours in there. Good times. Let's see. Ever wrestle at PPL Center in Allentown? I'm pretty sure WWE's ran Allentown. Have they run Allentown? Maybe they haven't. I'm thinking of Hershey, maybe. We always did Hershey, but we might have done a live event in Allentown. What else do we have going on? I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Busy day today. But a great day. Got a lot of scar tissue. Got to break up a lot more. I got to do ultrasound on my shoulder still. I couldn't do it earlier. And then I got to, this week, I'm going to be in Amarillo, Texas this week at the Amarillo Comic Con, signing from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 3 on Sunday. So if you're near Amarillo, Texas, come on out. We're doing pictures, autographs. And they've got a bunch of other people at that as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there as well for that. TikTok, always appreciate all the love and support. I did quite a few things for Northeast Wrestling. I was really, really hurt during all that. But they were always, I really liked Northeast Wrestling. Mike runs good shows. I'm just doing signings right now with everything, and probably mostly Comic Cons. I was supposed to have another Comic Con October 16th and 17th, I believe, in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That one I just got notification of. And then I'll be in Harrington, Texas, November 6th and 7th. So just doing some Comic Cons and signings. Nice to get out. It felt good to travel this last weekend. Even though it makes the week really short, I feel like I got in on Monday or got in on Sunday late at night, like in the morning. So it makes this week just go by fast, I feel like. But that's a good thing. I got a couple weeks off after as far as appearances and go from there. Matt, using nutrition advice I've given, you've managed to go from 205 to 179 pounds. Congratulations, man. Yeah, I just try to share what has worked for me, and not telling everybody like, "Hey, you have to do this." But more often than not, I think if some people take some of the things that I talk about and do, that they can have success with it, no doubt. And I'm glad you have. It's a great feeling, man. Getting healthy and strong, man. Fix our food, we fix our mood, and it carries over to all other aspects of our lives. We're going to go ahead and block a few people. A few shell shocks here. Really violent shell shock on this person. There we go. Good to see all of you guys. Thank you very much. Hello, hello. You're trying to drink 80 to 90 ounces of water a day. It's tap water. Yeah. So unfortunately, the quality of a lot of our water, no, Vegas is really bad. A lot of different metals and toxins in the water. I would invest in a decent water filter if possible. Or if you can buy, bottled water, that would be something that would be a definite improvement. Or they have reverse osmosis machines and there's different ways. I want to get in my whole house. There's an alkaline water system place that I want to have come out, and where they make the whole house alkaline water, and it's warranted for 10 years. So I think that's maybe something that I'm going to do. Because I have a good reverse osmosis filter, and I've got so many water bottles and things filled up, and always got multiple fridges. But I think the alkaline water would probably be the next step, because it is supposed to really, really be good at keeping you hydrated. And tap waters obviously need water, but the quality of our water, because there's so many people, and it's the price that we almost pay for clean water to a degree that doesn't kill us, but is it killing us over a longer period of time? Because it's just the way, it's really quite a miracle when you think about it, how evolved everything has become to with this amount of people. But definitely need a good water filter, no doubt. Yeah, I've never used the Brita faucet filters, but I think anything, you don't have to go get an expensive one. Just get something and use it for the recommended period of time and get a new one and keep the filters changed. And that would be your best bet. And see if your headaches go away. That would be the first step. And if they do, then you go, oh, that was causing it. And if they don't, then you can at least look into what else could be possibly causing it. But I think getting a water filter would be a efficient way to find that out. Man of Steel, Justin, good to see you, buddy. Yo, yo, yo. Wales, I've been there. I've wrestled in Wales, I believe, on a European tour. Good to see you, Wales. I'm drinking a nice cold Zevia, calorie-free cola right now. And I've also got my water right here. I always like to have beverages when I do the show, as far as like water or a decaf coffee or whatever it may be. Thank you very much, Poon. Hell of a name. Yeah, Sophie's doing well. She's resting right now. Yeah, today may not be a full hour. We got to see. But she's very tired from the sleep. They had to put her under to do the MRI. And she's on a couple different pain medications. And I think they gave her a shot as well. So she's definitely just relaxing. Hey, Walter, thank you, buddy. Yeah, it's just act and react. I can tell you guys, and I tell you this completely honestly, I don't act like I act on Ryback TV, and like if I'm by myself eating or something like that, that's not but I act and react in ways that I find are funny. And I did that in today's video as well. There are a few instances that I think are going to be pretty funny when that comes out on Friday. But yeah, I just try to kind of turn it. I just let myself speak freely, essentially. It's not acting in any way. It's act and react. It's like improv more than anything on what I think will be funny. So, because otherwise it's just a dude eating food in his car. So I was like, I always try to like, sometimes some videos are just better than others. It depends on naturally what happens, right? So. My thoughts on Bam Bam Bigelow's. I always loved Bam Bam Bigelow as a kid. I always, the flames on the head, he stood out to this day. And what a persona he was, right? He was just a huge bad dude. I remember him in that movie, was it Major Payne? He had a cameo in that movie as well. Bam Bam had a hell of a career. He's a guy that, you know, maybe definitely could have had an even bigger career. You could say that about a lot of people though. But I always loved him. I named my dog. So my childhood dogs were Pebbles and Bam Bam. And, but it wasn't named after Flintstones, which is crazy, even though that was the name of the kids in Flintstones. The Bam Bam was because of Bam Bam Bigelow when we named my other dog Bam Bam. So, but they were Pebbles and Bam Bam. Go ahead and get rid of a clown there. All right. Yeah, Creed. Oh, no, it's well, when I go back to wrestling, this is part of being in tune and having a business and being very active on social media. You know, the wrestlers that don't do this are lazy. And I was lazy and not using social media much more when I was wrestling. Didn't hardly have anything. And they will regret it later. And I will reap the benefits of it and continue to reap the benefits of being very active on social. Because I've got it figured out pretty damn good. And not always learning and whatnot, but it is the now, it is the future. And having a brand and a persona and a business, there's no other way than having a direct relationship and talking to people. You know, that's what it's all about. And I don't watch, I don't watch that show, the Dark Show deal. I just don't, man, like, I just don't get caught up, and I try not to get caught up in all that stuff. I'm just living my life and I'm living for the future. Like, I know a lot of wrestling fans, like I know what the stuff is and the business is, like, so nothing, like, and I don't, like, and I'm just telling, I don't care, like, about it. A lot of the stuff, stories get lied, like, altered, and you got a show that's making money off of stuff. I just don't, whatever, cool, do your thing, I just do my thing and live in the future. I don't know when I'll be back in New York, actually. Biotin, does it help beard growth? It can, but Moringa is really, really good for the beard, for growth and gray. Logan asked, how do I feel about kettlebell exercises? Do you use them? I do have some kettlebells, and I think there are some good things. I'm never like anything that's like, you got to work out. Like there's people that just work out with kettlebells. I think that's great if they're happy. There's like everything works and nothing works, but like it's, I just use a little bit of them for a couple little things that I do here and there, but I don't do the majority of my workouts with kettlebells or anything. Not to say that you couldn't. I just think I like using dumbbells and machines and barbells and things like that. But kettlebells do have their place for certain things, I believe. Good to see all of you. Thank you very much. Do we have any questions on TikTok today as I get close to the camera? Hello, hello. Thank you very much for saying I was your favorite wrestler growing up. I get a lot of messages on that, and I greatly thank you guys for that all the time. Met a nice guy at Starbucks today. The guy taking my order and when I went to go pay recognized me and had a little bit of a reaction. He goes, I got all your shirts. And I didn't know you lived in Vegas, but he kept saying, what do you keep saying? Kept saying something that he was like, it wasn't, oh my God. It was like, get out of here. I can't remember what he kept saying it. And I like had my hand out for my card and I realized he hadn't even ran the card yet. And I just like slowly brought my hand in. He was a nice guy. We took a selfie. Hopefully he'll post it. Trying to see what other good questions we have. Mike, I do like Starbucks. There's no denying it. The super chats are my Starbucks money that goes to the Starbucks fund. I go get my large black coffee once a day. Got a lot of people. Okay, cool. You're Indian and you're from Argentina. Well, congratulations, guys, and welcome to the Ryback Show. Mike says, how do you, Mike, why are you typing in all caps, Mike? How do you want to be remembered if anything happens to you? I literally don't give a shit. That's going to be different for every person, how they choose to perceive you. And the people that know you. None of us are going to care when we're all dead anyways. Like, what did you think of me over there? Can we have a little get together here on what everyone thought about me 50 years ago on planet Earth before we destroyed it? Like, who gives a shit? I'm a good person. I work hard. I do things for good. I'm not like all caught up in like, I need everybody to know my name 100 years from now. Nobody, like, it doesn't, none of that shit matters. You live in the moment, cool, get born as like a cattle or pig, hopefully as a little dog with a loving home and sleep all the time, life will be golden. We just go through cycles. Not really too worried of like, hey, what does everyone think about me? I just live my life. Otherwise, you start doing things that are fake when you worry about what everyone always is thinking about you. I am just myself. I live in the moment and I live with no fear. I don't base my actions off what is everybody going to think about, because now you're not staying true to yourself. I do a lot of reading and self-development and things, and I'm in a very good place mentally. And I have been for a long time where I could just live my life and people are going to be people. I can't control 8 billion brains. I can only control mine. So whatever people remember me as, the people that watch me on this and the things are going to remember me in a different way than people that read dirt sheets about me, right? So how am I going to control that? I can't. Just do what you do. People are going to think what they want to think and live life, be happy, feed me more, dead. So they're going to still make toys of me. Cool. What am I going to care if I'm dead? I'm not. I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, God, I really appreciate you still letting them make me toys of the big guy down there. You know, that's trademarked, God. Like, I don't care. The toys, like, none of that shit means anything to me. I'm being serious. Life and happiness and taking care of what we love is all that matters. To you guys, it might mean something different. It's just, none of that stuff goes with you anywhere you go. I'm thankful for everything, but I don't get too caught up in, like, that is, it's, you know? I've never seen The Mandalorian. I'm just a fan of Baby Yoda, yes. Baby Yoda reminds me of Sophie, so I have Baby Yoda around the house. Since I live in Vegas, do you ever go to UFC press conferences or the weigh-ins? Do I look like a fucking loser? No. Jesus Christ. Is that Ryback at the weigh-ins? Like, what the hell? I got my shit. I run a business, man. Live my own life. Get ready to get healthy and strong so people come watch me. I don't go to the weigh-ins to go like, man, I can't wait to watch what these guys talk about in a promo and go waste 4 hours of my day with driving and hanging out and be like, no. Hell no. I will never go to any of those. Unless it's a woman I'm seeing that does something and I have to go. Business is all great, man. Life is great. No complaints. A lot of good stuff happening. I don't know who's going to win the fight. I don't even know if I'm getting those. If I do, though, I will. I'll just enjoy. No, I'm not getting them. I'll be on the road. What am I talking about? I don't have a most proud moment. I'm just, there's a ton of things. A lot of people like to just take things and like, give me like the bastard, the one. I don't know. I do have Irish descent. Yes, 10%. Steven, yeah, I guess if you're a fan that you have nothing else doing all day and you want to go sit there, like, I get it. It does not benefit me to stop what I'm doing to go drive, to go watch away and impress. Like, it really, I ask you, how do you think that would benefit me? It's not, I don't do things just like, oh, that's going to go be fun to go watch. Like, I would never. If I like to watch the fights, that's fun for me. I don't like going and being around large groups of people or anything like that unless I am performing. I could do it and I get out of there as quickly as possible. I don't like big settings of people. I never have. I never will. It's just who I am. Good question here. You love the No Evil Chicken brand? Very good. I got some in my fridge. Let me see. So one, eliminate the whole thing of excessive soy consumption. Soy is not bad. Soy is a complete protein. It is a superfood and it is good for you. It does not raise your estrogen. So completely eliminate whatever you think about that. Soy is completely fine. With the sodium, just add more potassium to your diet. Potassium will help balance out sodium with that. And you can get some stuff called No Salt. And there's different brands you can buy at the grocery store on Amazon that is potassium chloride. You could order some really cheap potassium pills online and take a little bit of but potassium salt is the easiest way. Great flavor to it as well. That if you think you're eating a little too much sodium, that will help balance things out. But if you're very active and you're training during the day and stuff, as long as you're not going to – you got to obviously – keep track with your blood pressure and things. I always recommend everyone have a home unit for that too. But adding more potassium to your diet will help with that sodium if you're worried about it. We have a super chat. Andrew, good. Thank you for the super chat. Why is the Wake Up Unlimited energy supplement not allowed in countries like Canada? Yohimbine. The Yohimbine that we have in there, which is a natural ingredient, and it works very, very well. That, and there's a few other countries that don't allow it. And that's just up to their rules and regulations. I believe it's because it might be used in as a pharmaceutical there, but it is what it is. We can't, there's no way around that. Oh, I'm sure a McGregor press conference is definitely entertaining, no doubt, but still, I could just watch that on TV and be way happier on YouTube and not have to, like, I make decisions based off of time. So I'm going to give you an insight into how my brain works. Ready? Press conference. Say it's probably 35, 40 minutes in driving time away, not counting distractions and traffic and parking. Say driving time, 40 minutes. We've got an hour and, what, 20 minutes in driving time alone out of my day. Take that off of the schedule. You got to get ready. You got to take a shower, get dressed, right? Throw another 30, 40 minutes. Pick out an outfit to wear. If it's something nicer, you got to do a little more prepping on that. If you're going to wear a suit or something, you got to get that all organized, right? Anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour out there. You've got the event. How many hours can that possibly take? Right? You're looking at 4 or 5 hours out of your day like that. That's a major decision to do something like that. That's how I base my decisions on a lot of things. What am I going to get out of it? Is it going to cause me more stress than enjoyment? Yes, I don't do it. Okay. Keep doing my life. And I'm very, very efficient, and I'm very good at getting things done and making things work. And I know what makes me happy. So that's why I can always, I have no problem. I tell people no all the time. Boogeyman. I love Boogeyman. Boogeyman messaged me, yo, bro, we should do a workout video. I go, no, I don't want to. I don't like I'm not doing anything until I'm all better. And it wasn't anything like I don't feel, I know he really does a lot of workout stuff. And I was like, but I won't enjoy it. And I know I won't enjoy it. So I don't sacrifice my enjoyment. And it will take time and energy. He doesn't live in this state. Like, it's not worth the stress with what I got going on right now. And I'm very good at, like, saying no to people. Like, I got good at that a long time ago. And when I realized, I go, I remember when I would say yeah when I was younger to something and I knew I didn't want to do it. That was just being a little bitch. And instead of just, and then like, no, why don't do something if you don't want to do it? Just say no. And I explained the reason why. He got it and we're cool. You know, but that's something a lot of people have trouble doing. I don't go to the casino hardly at all. I'm away from all of that. Although there is a one not far from where I'm at in town. But I don't, there's nothing in there for me to, unless it was going to go to the movies or something, you know, but. TikTok, we have any other good questions? Thank you to everybody on Ryback TV as well. We've hit 365,000 subscribers, so it's greatly appreciated. Who do I think is going to win between Kenny Omega and Daniel Bryan? I don't know. And Bryan Danielson, I mean, no idea. No idea at all on that. But I expect this to be a huge show for them. I would imagine there's going to be that storyline is probably going to be a multiple pay-per-view storyline with Kenny and Dan. So I think just enjoy it. We'll see how good it is. I don't think it's a one and done deal. I think it's going to be a multiple bout deal with them. And hopefully, in Dan, you know, maybe wins it at the end. I don't know. They've got a very good roster of stuff going on right now that is very intriguing, though, for sure. Yeah, AEW only does do 4 pay-per-views a year. You're right. That is, and that's a good thing, actually, too. I mean, because it allows them to do bigger events for TV. But, you know, maybe that number would be better off at like 8 pay-per-views and just space them out, the 8 for the year, or even 6 every 2 months would be really, really good. You know, when you have a business, so you can, it's, we've talked about that, you could do too many, you know, so, and at what it cost, because then it really rushes storylines. And whereas like this, you could take your time on things a lot more and breathe, and that isn't a bad thing. 6 might not be a bad number, though. 6, I feel like, would be a pretty fair pay-per-view schedule to run every year. Get the guys bigger paydays, but it's early still with everything, and I'm sure they're going to take a look at all that as time goes on. Bray Wyatt is interfering. Oh, that'd be cool to see. I don't know when the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, when his contract no compete clause deal ends. He would be, that has to be coming up pretty soon, though. I did lose her the WWE champion. Yes. I've been to India multiple times, always enjoyed going over there. I was always treated very well. I'm not a fan of the long plane rides or anything like that. Very scary when you're flying, and like, even though you don't think about it or anything, but like flying, when you're flying over the ocean for the majority of the trip, that's like the stress I don't miss. I'm not like, flying's great. It's cool. I like being in control, though. I've learned to let go of things I don't have control over, but still, I like being on the ground. I always have. Flying, definitely. I always say thank you and say my affirmations, and I say thank you the moment I land. The moment that we land and the wheels and everything, thank you. Hello. We've got the new Hungry Feed Me More short shirts on Teespring as well, guys, on the Ryback TV merchandise deal. You can, if you click on that, you should be able to see the red and yellow with blue Hungry Ryback Feed Me More shirts on there. I'm trying to see what other questions. Do we have any other good questions before we wrap up? I do think it's interesting, though, if more and more people keep leaving WWE, I'm all for it. And I think there's a beautiful thing in place, and I'm the timing, I've always been protected, and I believe I'm doing everything I can, but my shoulder will be healed at the exact right point that it needs to be healed, and everything will work out the way it's supposed to work out. I firmly believe it. I've always been protected, and I have earned everything that I am about to get again on every level. And I'll be very grateful for it, but I have earned it with all the BS that I have overcome and I've been protected. Bro. No, you should not lose muscle. You're not going to lose muscle doing an intermediate fast. I'm Trying to see any other good questions. Happy birthday, Zach. Hope you have a great birthday, buddy. I'm bringing one of my camera stands. I actually, thank you for reminding me. It's upstairs in my office. I'm going to put it in my bag, my travel bag, so that I have that in the car to do the film, because the water bottle, and I was parked on a hill. That was what made it very difficult, because there was an angle. So it was made it very, very difficult. If I was on a flat ground, a water bottle holding up the camera would have been fine. Still possible that it could have fallen, but I will be bringing my phone stand. Yes. I do like Sin Cara. He's a nice guy. Yes. All right, guys. With that, we're going to wrap up tonight's show. I got to get a bunch done with everything going on with Sophie and take her back outside. The medicine makes her go to the bathroom a lot more. So thank you very much for listening as always, guys. Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com. Save 20% off your orders with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. RYBACKSHOW20 on feedmemore.com. Have a great evening. Enjoy Dynamite. We'll talk about that tomorrow, what goes on a little bit on tomorrow's Ryback show. And if you're in Amarillo, Texas this weekend, come out. I'll be at the Amarillo Comic Con in Amarillo, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. And I've got that on all my social media. Have a great evening, guys. Stay hungry. Feed me more.